This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the country's military leaders. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. He condemned the military takeover from the civilian-led government Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. The situation also represents a rare policy alignment between Biden's fellow Democrats and top Republicans as they joined in denouncing the coup and calling for consequences. The man installed by army leaders as Myanmar's new president after Monday's military coup is best known abroad for his role in the crackdown on 2007 pro-democracy protest. Myint Swei was the army-appointed vice president who was elevated after the military arrested the civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of her party and declared a one-year state of emergency. But while Myint Swei is president, the real power lies with the country's top military commander, that Senior General Min Aung Hlaing. He has been commander of the armed forces since 2011 and is due to retire soon. That would clear the way for him to take a civilian leadership role in the junta if it holds elections as promised. The deadliest month of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States has drawn to a close with certain signs of progress. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are plummeting while vaccinations are picking up speed. The question is whether the nation can stay ahead of the fast-spreading mutations of the virus. This is VOA News.